Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Herd podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio and noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go on a Friday. Lots to talk about. Live in L.A., it's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day, J-Mac. Very exciting. Very exciting. Very rarely is a New York team an underdog. You think of the Yankees and all that money, and Knicks are an underdog.
Not against the Patriots, but yes, they're certainly an underdog.
That's an interesting. I don't know if I like. I mean, that series against Philadelphia took a lot out of them.
Felt like a conference final.
Oh, there's no question. It felt like a conference final. We start our Friday show. Basically, Villanova beat the Philadelphia 76ers last night. Maybe they feel just comfortable in Villanova because that's where the school is. But the three Villanova guys, Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, combined for 80 points, 28 assists, innumerable hustle plays, effort plays. They were the series. And it's very interesting. In the NBA, if you just say this term, Villanova guy, everybody knows what you're talking about. It's like that saying, you ever heard it? Minnesota nice. Everybody sort of gets it. Villanova guy. They don't say that about Kansas guy or Kentucky guy, and those are great programs. Villanova guys are more mature, more resourceful. They fit on every NBA team. Not every player in this league, most don't want to play for Tibbs. Do you think it's a coincidence that all three Villanova guys not only deal with Tibbs, they flourish with him? John Calipari, I take my shots at him. He used to be at Kentucky. It was a turnstile program. The goal was, John said this, is to get rich. He didn't even care about March, he told us. Get rich. At Villanova, you may get rich, but it's about being enriched. Maybe it's like Wall Street and Silicon Valley. You go to Wall Street as a kid, you want to make money. You go to Silicon Valley, you want to make money too, but there are a lot of people there that want to change the world. Many of the devices you and I use that make our life better, they're not from Wall Street. They're from Silicon Valley. It's okay to want to make money, but is it the only goal? I always felt that. That was Calipari's Kentucky. That was never Villanova with Jay Wright. Be part of the community. Three-star kids. Go to class. Help with charities, be on campus, get enriched, and possibly rich. One of the reasons, maybe the only reason, these Knicks are so likable. Most New York teams to America are not likable. This team's totally likable because they're defined by hustle, effort, discipline, crashing the boards. They've got a star, and even the star was doubted. Jalen Brunson was pushed aside by Dallas, second rounder. Josh Hart's a G-leaguer, fourth team. Dante DiVincenzo, his fourth team. It's an underdog team. Make no mistake, though, the better team won. The team that showed more consistent effort won. I know these games were close, but so were the Nuggets and the Lakers games. But you knew who was better. And the only reason this thing went six is because Tyrese Maxey hit a couple of bombs. We found out later in the review of the official, one of them was traveling and shouldn't have been given. This was the Knicks series. Yeah, they were close, but I said this the other night when they lost a close one. I felt the Knicks were the better team, better effort consistently. It's not a shot at Philadelphia. Love their coach. They've got great players. I think they have a better overall roster. But Villanova guys won the series and talked after.
Villanova in the house.
Say it again.
Villanova in the house.
One more time.
Villanova in the house.
On the series, no. I think on the court, it's, you know, you have the ability to bring everybody together, make adjustments, have that open, you know, line of communication with nobody, you know, nobody taking offense. I think everybody's, you know, goal here is to win. And it's easier when you have two guys that you've played with normally. So you know that sometimes when things get heated, it's coming from the right place. And then that translates to everybody, and everybody's able to talk to each other in that way.
So the Milwaukee Bucks didn't have Giannis, no shot. Indiana shot 54% last night. A lot of easy buckets without Giannis. Milwaukee now is what happens in the NBA overwhelmingly when a small market gets a transcendent player. OKC with KD, LeBron the first time in Cleveland, Shaq in Orlando, KG in Minnesota, Kareem in Milwaukee, Giannis in Milwaukee. You win a lot, may even win a title, but you always kind of feel like there's a ceiling. And NBA stars and international soccer stars, I've compared those two before, they don't like ceilings. In the NFL, small market doesn't matter. The way the draft works, you get mature players immediately, can change you. Also a hard cap. It's almost hard to be terrible in the NFL. You have to have a lousy owner. But in the NBA, also in the NFL, many of the most iconic franchises are small markets. Green Bay, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Baltimore. But that's not the case in the NBA. The Lakers, the Knicks, the Sixers, the Warriors, for a long time the Chicago Bulls, big markets. Stars, superstars, they go to big cities. They attract the big cities, attract the superstars. So that's not to say the Milwaukee Bucks haven't tried. I mean, they're running through coaches like the Sixers and Lakers. They're running through coaches. They're trying, but the Bucks are really, really old. In fact, I believe they're the oldest team in the league, and the old players are all locked into their contracts. And because they've made aggressive moves, which I appreciate, Dame and Drew Holiday, they don't have a lot of assets. They don't have first-round picks. So here's what you're going to get. The same team next year. Unless you make a gigantic move, which I can understand if Milwaukee didn't. You can argue Giannis wasn't here, if Giannis was here, but remember this. The Knicks are going to add a piece, and they're really good now. And Boston may win a championship and have championship confidence now. And Philadelphia has huge cap space and potentially three first-round picks. They'll make a move. This may have been the year in the East. The Celtics still have a little uncertainty. Can they win the title? The Knicks are very Jalen Brunson-led. Orlando's too young, Cleveland too consistent, Philadelphia once again disappointing. That Orlando team, Paul George ends up there, good luck. Knicks get KD, good luck. But what I see happening is they've tried, they did get a title, they're really old, they're going to bring the band back, and the same thing next year. For the record, Indiana, really good now, not going backwards. OKC, Minnesota, Denver. This is now a very, very young league, and the Bucks are a very old team. Here was Dame after.
It's definitely disappointing because, you know,
how much better of a team we are when he's on the floor and how much things change when he's on the floor and you play an entire 82-game season, you go through training camp, you go through all the ups and downs of a NBA regular season, and you get to the point where, all right, now we're going to play for everything, and you're not whole. You know, you don't have the best opportunity to reach where you want to reach. So it's frustrating, it's disappointing, but, you know, it's part of the game.
Here's the good news. They got a title. And they have Giannis. And they have Dame. So they got a couple of great players. Dame and Giannis are great. A little old, but great. And they got a title. So it's not the end of the world, but it kind of, I've seen this with Shaq and KG and Kareem and KD in Oklahoma City, is these international soccer stars, they're bouncing all over the place, club to club. And these NBA guys, they don't want ceilings, because the international soccer guy and the NBA star changes a franchise. Even a quarterback in the NFL, Mahomes, would not be the same player without Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, great defense, excellent GM. You know, you put Messi in his prime on a team, they're going to score a lot of goals. You put Giannis on a team tomorrow like Golden State, they're the heavy favorite to win the championship. So J-Mac, again, they got a title. It's not the, you know, Knicks would take one of those.
Well, Dame doesn't have a title, but right. Does it feel like the super team era is kind of over, Colin? In last offseason, the Bucks add Dame, the Suns add Beal. Everybody loved both those teams out in the first round.
Well, I think everything in life and in sports is cyclical. So I think now the feeling is baking beats the microwave, the oven beats the microwave, draft, be smart. That's the feeling now. But I believe this to be true, and it could be in Hollywood, it could be in sports. There's very little great. Tom Cruise is great. He fills a theater. Christopher Nolan as a director is great. Pay for him. Go buy him. He's just too good. Tom Cruise fills a theater. Just, you know, so in our lifetimes, great cuts through all the average in the world. So you're going to pay for great. So the idea that the super team is gone, hey, you know, in a couple of years, if Anthony Edwards is on the market, and people are going to go spend money for him, they're going to give up rotational players, they're going to try to couple him with, so I think it's easy to say now the microwave, because Denver basically with Malone didn't win until like the eighth year. So they were basically, they baked that cake in the oven for a long time. And OKC looks like they're baking, and Minnesota looks like they're, but LeBron and AD did win a title a couple years ago, and Golden State went and got KD and was unbeatable, and that stuff wins too.
Yeah, so OKC, when they lose to Dallas, everybody's going to say, they're a piece away. Go get Paul George. Go get Kevin Durant, and OKC's going to have a tough decision. Let's just remember, though, Denver, Aaron Gordon was a top five pick when they added him. So, like, you could bake as much as you want, but you need to toss in some special, like you said.
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron Gordon was a top five pick in the draft. He was an awesome player.
Oh, no. I mean, Denver's best four players and Boston's best four players, they all of them have great nights. Jokic is truly great. Tatum will be classified that at, I mean, I think he's in that class. He's, but there's a lot of really, really good, but Tatum and Jokic are great. And in the NBA, if you can have one great and a bunch of high, I mean, Jaylen Brown made an all-NBA team. He's got a max contract, so that qualifies as great in this, in the world. Jaylen Brown's great.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
We're this close to crowning an NBA champ, and the action's heating up on the court. It's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code HERD, code H-E-R-D, HERD, for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer issued is one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNG.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
The downside to being a big brand is expectations are lofty, but often pivot into delusional and unrealistic. Here is the story this morning. Darvin Ham, Laker coach, expected to be fired by the end of the week. That's the story from The Athletic, Jovan Buha. J.J. Redick, Ty Lue, floated as the possible replacements. Oh, boy. So the criticism when they hired Darvin Ham was, well, he's a rookie head coach. You can't give LeBron a rookie head coach. Yeah, well, they had a veteran head coach, Frank Vogel, and they ran him out. So where were you going to go? They went with a young guy. You tell me the top head coaching candidates who look at this and think, great job. Since 1960-61, when the Lakers moved from Minneapolis to Los Angeles, I don't know, that's 65, 64 seasons, right? They've had three great coaches, Bill Sharman, Pat Riley, and Phil Jackson. Even guys like Frank Vogel and Paul Westhead got run out of town by a superstar, and they won titles. So you've had three greats. A couple worked. Everybody else gets run. Like 19 other guys got run, 20 other guys. And since Phil Jackson left, it's like the Lakers are chasing something, and they've become the dog chasing its tail. Now they just, it's a turnstile. I mean, Darvin Ham got 2 years, and Mike Brown got a year and a half. And Luke Walton got three, but they wanted him out after two. And Mike D'Antoni got a year and a half, and Byron Scott got two. They wanted him out 18 games into his first year. And Vogel and Darvin, 3, 2, 1.5. But the rumors start literally at the trade deadline of year two for all these guys. Trade deadline year two, nah, this isn't good enough. And I'll say it again. Denver was better this year, last year. You don't win 12 out of 13 games because Darvin Ham had a weird substitution in the second quarter. Chris Broussard on the latest Laker rumors with Darvin Ham.
I think it's the players pointing fingers. I think it's the players ducking blame. Was he? How bad was he when they went to the Western Conference Finals last year in his first year? Right? So I just think that this happens with LeBron's teams, right? When they don't win, they look for scapegoats. And I'm not saying it's him, but the organization looks for scapegoats.
Now, some of this is when you get a big brand, when you get a Michigan football, you know, when you get a Kentucky basketball, you know, the expectations are through the roof. You don't have to win championships. But, I mean, I think Lakers are saying, yeah, but we can't get knocked out in the first round, which is why when I suggested avoid Denver, remember I said that hot take? I said, avoid Denver. You're going to get swept by Denver. It's okay to lose in seven to OKC or Minnesota. You're not beating Denver. People were outraged. And I promised you, I said, you lose in four or five to Denver, Darvin Ham's in trouble, chaos, people are unhappy. We predicted it. I'll die on the hill of Mike Penix Jr. will not be a bad draft pick by the Atlanta Falcons eventually. And it's not a Darvin Ham problem. Go ahead, go get the 13th best candidate. I mean, when they got Darvin Ham and they'd run out Vogel, the only other team that was interested in Darvin Ham was Charlotte. Well, not a short list of nine teams. Nick Wright this week on why this was more than on the Lakers front office than on Darvin Ham.
If I am power ranking blame, before I would put Darvin Ham, I would certainly put the front office, who just stood pat, didn't make even a move in the margins. People laughed at me at the trade deadline when I was frustrated because I wasn't asking the Lakers to make a major move. But you look at a move that Dallas made that I talked about at the time, adding Daniel Gafford, a backup center who gives them 20 good minutes a night. People are like, oh, is that going to make the difference? Well, I don't know. They just lost game 2 and game 5 on buzzer beaters where they had to play Jackson Hayes real minutes in the playoffs. So maybe it would have.
Yeah. I think we, everybody at this network, mostly that I've heard, kind of agrees on this. Nobody's saying Darvin Ham is Eric Spoelstra. But, I mean, when you keep running coaches out, I've said this for years with J-Mac's New York Jets. When you keep running coaches out, the top candidates don't apply. The Cleveland Browns don't generally get the best scouts. And that's why the best scouts in the NFL, they're not going historically to Chicago. Because there's an ownership issue. They're banging on GMs and coaches. Much easier for the Ravens. There's a reason the Ravens and the Green Bay Packers tend to draft really, really good. They get many of the best scouts because of continuity. So you can go ahead. Fans just love to fire the coach. But you start getting a reputation as a company if you keep firing people one after another after another. And the top candidates don't apply. And I think that's what's happening now with the Lakers. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
It's not a coincidence the best NFL teams over the course of 7 or 8 years draft the best. When's the last bad Packer draft? They don't have them. Because they don't, you know, they only got rid of McCarthy after the quarterback thing. But they immediately found in Matt LaFleur. And doesn't it feel like Matt LaFleur is going to be there for until he gets gray hair?
Probably. Let me ask you this. What if they have a plan and they have a coach who's willing to take the job? Are you okay if they move off from him? Well, let me follow that up.
If you're going to hire Billy Donovan, I would consider it. I think Billy Donovan's the best coach in the country that a lot of people are not putting in that class. I think Billy's really good.
Okay. J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick's never coached. And I think he's terrific at what he does right now.
So everybody wants to find that Steve Kerr, someone who was a former player, who can connect with players, who's been an analyst, but hasn't been beaten down by coaching over the years. Redick could be Kerr. Remember, Kerr was an announcer.
I think J.J.'s excellent. So I'm not criticizing it, but Darvin Ham had never been a coach. LeBron is not easy. LeBron's not easy when you've never been a coach. That is a lot. The Lakers are not just an NBA team. But, okay. They are the biggest. They're the Dallas Cowboys. It can't be your first coaching job.
I'm not defending this Darvin Ham dislike, but he was always a role player. He was an assistant coach. This is his first big gig. J.J. Redick was an all-time great high school player, college player, one of the great three-point shooters ever, extremely respected around the league.
No.
I'm not saying he's going to make a great coach. I think I'm interested that the Lakers are very curious that
they could Jason Kidd, if I recall, Jason Kidd's first gig, he was a little over his skis, and then he's gotten better as a coach.
Yeah.
I think the first the first show I did, the first coaching job, Nick Saban's a lot better coach at the end of his career than Michigan State. You know what I mean? Like Urban Meyer was a lot better at Ohio State than he was at Bowling Green. So I think over the course of time, I'm not doubting Jason Kidd. He's super bright, really, really thoughtful, really bright, and it may work. But that's tough. I'll take. Hey, Yankees, go manage the Yankees. Well, I've never managed. Well, I play. We never managed before. Some guys can do it, but it's a big ask. This is not your typical organization. This team is covered. Most NBA teams have a couple of beat writers. There are, when this team's good, they're the only city in the country where the NBA team's bigger than the NFL team. Yeah. We're the only city in the country, is Los Angeles, where if you do research, NBA trumps NFL.
Yeah, no, that's accurate. And things could get interesting based on the first story tonight for the Lakers, because the Clippers are facing elimination.
Uh-oh.
And surprise, surprise, Kawhi Leonard has been ruled out again.
Mm-hmm.
Now looming, of course, is the Ty Lue situation, which we'll get to. Kawhi's going to miss his third straight game in the series. I believe they mismanaged him badly. They were up 1-0, Colin. And then they brought Kawhi back, who hadn't played in a month, hadn't done any contact in practice. They brought him back and played him 35 minutes in game 2. They lose, and he did not look right in game 3, and he hasn't played since. Knee inflammation is what they're calling it. Clippers are coming off the worst loss in postseason franchise history. They lost by 30. Now, if they get dusted tonight, and I think the Mavs probably get them, and I would not be surprised by a 20-point blowout, does Ty Lue say, Steve Ballmer, I don't want your $10 million. I'll take the Lakers job for four. I'm just throwing numbers out there.
Well, I think Ty Lue's a really good coach.
He's good.
And he's also has the ability to deal with dysfunction, which he's proven throughout his career. So, and the Clippers have a lot of it. The Lakers have some, but not nearly as much as the Clippers. So, and, you know, there's very few NBA teams, Celtics, Denver, that don't have some dysfunction. You know, stars run the league. So, Ty Lue would be a great choice, but I don't think Steve Ballmer, he's not going to get outbid for anybody. I can assure you that. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, my takeaway is if I was Steve Ballmer and I read these rumors, I would re-sign Ty Lue to a four-year deal and pay him $9 million a year, and the Lakers will not pay a coach that.
I do know two guys on the Clipper staff I don't feel comfortable reaching out day of like maybe the end
of
the season.
But they will. Steve Ballmer's not letting the Lakers, as he moves into a new building, embarrass his franchise.
That would be my guess.
So my guess is Ty Lue, they are working on a new contract right now. That's my guess.
As for the Clippers, man, this offseason, Paul George,
well,
James Harden.
I didn't get the re-signing Kawhi thing, so... Paul George is the one that I think Paul George is underrated. I am over.
He needs a 40 tonight, a 40 spot, and a W.
But
that's,
you know, the thing with Paul George, he could do it. How many guys in the NBA could you say he needs 40 tonight and you think, oh, he could get it? Paul George could
probably
absolutely get it.
Like 10, 15 guys, and he's certainly in there.
Yeah.
Next up, the Bucks were eliminated last night. But Colin, the biggest sideshow act here was Patrick Beverley. If you're watching at FS1, look at that. He just throws a basketball at this woman, hits her in the side of the head, then calls for the ball back because he missed the person he was trying to throw it to and chucks it at that guy. And when you see a bunch of fans over there, or sorry, Bucks players trying to calm him down, Pat Bev's a mess. He did tweet out after the game that the video is not fair exchange between a fan and our ball club all night. We warned and asked for help. Well, yeah. We didn't.
Patrick Beverley has a very low EQ. His emotional quotient is not good. He may be a bright guy, but he struggles with this. He just struggles controlling himself. He has no discipline here. This is just not acceptable. Fans bark all the time. I've never gone to an NBA game. I don't like it, but fans bark all the time behind the bench. So you got to grow up. By the way, all those other players can handle it.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, Patrick Beverley has invited this for years because he's the guy that'll taunt fans and get in fans' faces. So don't talk crap and then be shocked. Not a lot of people give Dame problems. You know who they give problems to? Westbrook.
Yeah.
Because they see it bothers him.
Yeah.
And they give problems to Patrick Beverley. Not that many people go after Giannis or Dame. Not a lot of people going after, you know.
But when they see it bothers you, they're going to keep
coming.
People
don't go after Anthony Davis. He's chill. Yeah. So if people see it bothers you and then you flaunt or taunt, don't be surprised. After the game, he did something that
was... Yeah, so after the game...
Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
He got... Listen, the guy's a bozo, okay? He was asked by a reporter a question. He goes, I'm sorry, do you subscribe to my podcast?
My brother.
And she's like, no. And he's like, I'm not answering your question.
No, that's not
And
good.
Then he moved on. Like, I know... you know who's going to make a run at this guy, because nobody's going to want to touch him. He's radioactive right now.
Yeah.
Is the Phoenix Suns, who are desperate for bodies. Hey, Pat Bev, we'll take you on the cheap.
I don't think... I mean, all I know is if I ran a media company and I've been using Patrick Beverley, I would no longer use him. That punishment fits that crime. Like, it's not the end of the world, but it's... I'm not going to let him represent me.
Yeah, it's not just not a good look.
And again... Patrick Beverley's been one of those guys, and he's an energy guy, and I've defended this. He's like Rodman. He brings that energy. Draymond Green, who I know, brings that energy. But you're going to get crap when you do that. Nobody's picking on Dame. Nobody's picking on Booker or Jamal Murray. They play. You get your constant chippiness, but you get what you invite. In life, you get what you invite. If you're a tough guy, sooner or later, somebody's going to knock you out. Like, don't be one. So, Patrick Beverley he invites a lot of this. I don't like, now I will say, I do not like what I hear sometimes at sporting events.
Yeah,
I think I would throw out hecklers regularly, much more than leagues do. I mean, it's like when you go to watch a comedian, you spend $250 for the ticket, and Joe Schmo thinks he's funnier than Jerry Seinfeld, and I'm like, hey, moron, I came to watch him, not you. Yeah. He's a pro. You're a schmuck.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't like hecklers. But you got to be above it. You got to have some emotional intelligence and be like, step back. Because they, by the way, they weren't just heckling him. They were heckling the team, according to Beverly's tweet.
Yeah.
He's saying they were coming after us.
Yeah.
Well, the rest of the us didn't react like
that. Nobody's turning around and looking. Yeah. But Beverly, because he's, you know, weak-minded, is just freaking out.
Whatever. I don't want to, you know, whatever it is. But it's just, you got to be better than that.
Yeah, final story is Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs coming off a, another Super Bowl win. But he went on the Logan Paul podcast. And Mahomes was discussing the famous corn dog play that helped them seal the Super Bowl. actually, the last two Super Bowls. And this is the interesting part. Mahomes guaranteed that they'll use it in New Orleans this season. Sounds like a nice roundabout way of saying, we're going back to another Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, there's favorites.
I guess there's nothing wrong with that. Hey, beat them. Let them talk their talk. You got to beat them.
I had lunch yesterday with a Ravens fan.
Is a Ravens fan?
Still.
Salty about that playoff
He's
loss?
Like, we were the best team all year. What happened? And it's, you know, it's Mahomes happened. I mean, I think we sometimes, you don't, but Kansas City was not a great team until the very end of the year.
Why? Lost money betting against
them. I mean, they struggled all year to get to 24 points. They really struggled. And their division wasn't good because the Chargers were circling the drain and the Raiders weren't good. And Denver, so it wasn't like their division, they were barely getting by. No. The division wasn't very good last year, and they were still struggling.
People only remember the result, but just remember in that Super Bowl, the 49ers were in control until that botched punt.
They were in control in the Garoppolo Super Bowl. They were.
Yeah, final to eight minutes.
They led. I think they led late third or going into the
fourth.
It
almost felt Lakers-Denver Nuggets-y, the way
like the better team
supported.
Eventually rises and does their stuff. But Purdy
Fine,
and Garoppolo.
I'll give you better team. Fine.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
It was fun watching the NBA playoffs have been a lot of fun. Usually, you know, drama is, we talk about it in the NFL, like, don't be noisy. Noisy is a bad, Cincinnati, I didn't have them in my top 10, my herd hierarchy this week. It's just too noisy. So Arizona last year got too noisy. Avoid the noise. The good teams stay out of that space. And in the NBA, there's a lot of egos, like international soccer. But I never look at the Lakers as dysfunctional. You just got some ego. The Clippers feel dysfunctional. That's why they're great. They're terrible. They're down. They're up. They're all of. It's just too dysfunctional. The teams that right now aren't dysfunctional: Oklahoma City, Minnesota, Denver, New York Knicks, Boston Celtics, they look like the best teams. It's okay to have egos. It's okay to, you know, it's a long, long season. People are going to wear on people. But once you move into that Clipper world, you feel like you're dysfunctional. It's like the NFL noise. It's trouble.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Thanks for listening to the Best of The Herd podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio and noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
This is The Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
We're this close to crowning an NBA champ, and the action's heating up on the court. It's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New to DraftKings? Listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5, and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code HERD, code H-E-R-D, HERD, for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer issued is one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNY.com. KKNG.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Tomorrow on Baseball Night in America, Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor. How are the Mets against the Rays? Or Julio Rodriguez and the Mariners take on the Astros? It all begins at 7 Eastern on Fox. Check for the game in your area.
Stop me if you've heard this before. It's an annual column, and I saw the headline again this morning. Why the 76ers and Joel Embiid should have hope.
Didn't we predict this yesterday?
Hope after their last playoff run. We told you this was going to happen. I've seen this column like 7-8 times. You know the other column I keep reading? Clippers will compete for a title next season when Kawhi Leonard is healthy. It ain't happening with either. Stop writing the column. The only reason this series was close is because the Knicks didn't have a second scoring option. They're going to next year. And frankly, if Tyrese Maxey doesn't hit two bombs, one was traveling, wasn't called, shouldn't have counted, this would have been a gentleman's sweep. This is like the Lakers saying, we're close to the Nuggets. You can keep it close, but the series isn't close. Philadelphia keeps these games close, the series isn't close. So the Sixers do have an opportunity this offseason to make huge changes. They have massive cap space and multiple first-round picks. But the conversation in Philadelphia is always this. Hey, what two or three can we find for Embiid? That conversation needs to change. Is what star can we find where Embiid can be the two? Because for seven straight years, in the Eastern Conference, with Embiid as your dog, can't win a second playoff series. Meaning you'd struggle to win one in the West. I'm sorry, this is what it is. Three different coaches, multiple GMs, multiple players. This is the Kawhi Clippers. Next year will be different once he's healthy. Embiid isn't healthy. He looks gassed at the end of these games because, you know, he's slumbering around as a big guy. He's hurt a lot. He plays small too often, gets out-hustled and out-efforted in the fourth quarter. And some of it is he looks tired, lumbering around that big body. So, I mean, to me, the conversation, not just the roster in Philadelphia, the conversation has to change. Embiid is your guy. It don't work. And again, this is in the East. And this year's East is as weak as I've seen it. Remember, next year Jimmy Butler in the playoffs is back. Miami's a handful. The Knicks are getting a two. The Celtics may have championship confidence. There's a chance Giannis and Dame would both be healthy. Orlando's got space, needs another guy. They'll be better. Cleveland's not going anywhere. Again, this is the year. This is the year. I mean, the Knicks didn't have Julius Randle or an upgrade over Julius Randle. So, like, you can't win now. I don't want to hear it. Like, it's not going to work. Here's Embiid on the Sixers being eliminated.
I mean, it sucks to lose. The goal is to win a championship. You know, any times anytime that don't happen, that's all I care about. I don't care, you know, if I got to the second round, you know, that does not mean anything to me. We just didn't accomplish what we wanted to. But it's also exciting to look at the future, to look what's in front of you. But it's also easier said than done.
Yeah, so I thought this was interesting. Years ago, I don't know who told me this. It may have been Howie Long, so I'll give him credit. I don't know if it was Howie. He said, quarterbacks take out all the oxygen in the room. They need the attention. It's very hard to have multiple quarterbacks in a small room. And it was said in jest. Terry Bradshaw may have been sitting next to him, but it does make sense, and I've heard something similar to that before. So Big Ben got very insecure when the Steelers drafted Mason Rudolph. Tom Brady didn't like Jimmy Garoppolo in the building. Like, so you have, I mean, think of how great Aaron Rodgers was and how mad he was with Jordan Love, a Utah State kid that wasn't close, ready to play. So when people say Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix, like if you want the future at quarterback and Penix is available, Kirk Cousins is going to be upset. Favre was upset with Rodgers, Rodgers with Jordan Love. It's just the way the world works. There's six cornerbacks in the roster. There's seven receivers. There's 12 offensive linemen. There's two quarterbacks. And the number one quarterback doesn't want the number two quarterback taking any snaps. That's just the way the position is. You can be the GOAT, Brady. Everybody gets a little sensitive about that stuff. So Jordan Travis, according to a story today, the New York Jet defensive player, Jermaine Johnson, from Florida State, called the coach Robert Saleh during the draft and said, hey, get Jordan Travis, the quarterback at Florida State. Now, he's a forgotten player because he got hurt. But here's the thing about Jordan Travis. Florida State has a great coach and NFL receivers all over the roster. They were scoring 40 a game with Jordan Travis. He got hurt. They scored 14. I mean, Urban Meyer won a natty with a third-string quarterback. Usually at these powerhouse programs, I mean, Alabama won a natty. They took out, you know, a quarterback at halftime, went with Tua. They won a natty. Usually a great program. The backup quarterback's a four-star kid who's not quite ready to play, but if you put him in, you could score. Florida State's a top program. Jordan Travis left. The offense collapsed, and that is with a great coach, great defense that kept getting the ball back. They couldn't move the ball. Couldn't move the chain. Unwatchable on TV. And so all I'm saying is this kid's very interesting, and he is what Aaron Rodgers isn't. Young and super mobile. Remember, Aaron was no longer considered mobile, hypermobile, pre-Achilles surgery. He will not be after. And there's only one or two successful pocket quarterbacks in this league now. One is Jared Goff, but Jared Goff has easily the best offensive line in football and a great running back and a great receiver. Okay, the Jets don't have a good offensive line. So Goff's able to do it, and he's in his athletic prime with easily the best O-line in football. So I do think the Jets need to throw some darts starting this year, and they did throw some darts on the quarterback stuff, but it's interesting. If you pick a quarterback in the second or third round, that feels a little high. Fourth round, fifth round, you can get away with it. It is weird. Garoppolo was second round. If Garoppolo would have been a fourth rounder, I don't think Brady would have cared as much. As a second rounder, you're like, we could have gotten a really good pass rusher there or a star receiver there. We went and got a quarterback. And in the NFL, the first three rounds, those are your starter rounds. After you get to the fourth round on, you know, a lot of GMs will say it's hit and miss. You just got to see how it works. But, you know, Aaron's now a pocket quarterback. That's what he is. And that's not the NFL now. There's only one or two left. C.J. Stroud's a pocket quarterback, but he can move. Goff's a total pocket quarterback. Kirk Cousins a pocket quarterback. But it's interesting they went and drafted this kid because with great coaches and great receivers, that offense completely collapsed when Jordan Travis got hurt. He couldn't pick up first downs against bad teams. So there's something there. The kid's got some juice, for sure. J-Mac, little Jets, wedge them into the show on a Friday.
Thank you. I had to just do some research on Jordan Travis. I mean, listen, I know him a little bit, watching him last year. and he was like a pretty ballyhooed high school player. He's had some injuries.
Yeah.
But I like how you did work the Jets in there.
Yeah.
That's very thankful.
Always trying to, you know, especially on a Friday.
Throw me a bone.
Yeah, you want to feel good about things heading into the weekend.
Yeah, oh yeah, because I need to feel really good about my teams. My soccer team won in playoffs last night.
People are
talking. The Knicks advanced. Like, things are looking up for all my sports
teams. I was thinking about this watching the Knicks game last night, is that it is interesting when you say, well, that series was close. No. Maxey gets called for traveling on the three. It's a gentleman's sweep. The Sixers match up pretty well with the Knicks. That wasn't, to me, the Knicks were the better team. I never felt any point in the series Sixers were better. I said yesterday on this show, I said, New York's going to go in and wrap up this series in Philadelphia.
You said that. But six games, they were separated by 1 point. Like, come on.
Well, Denver Lakers.
Close series.
You say to yourself, Denver Lakers, very close series.
I'm curious how you handicap Pacers-Knicks.
It's a hard series because I do think game one, the Knicks spent so much energy emotionally. Do they come back down a little? I don't think you. I mean, Indiana doesn't feel like the Sixers. Do the Knicks? That game one's really interesting. Do the Knicks, can they reboot all the energy, come out hair on fire? Because they went into that Sixers series as an underdog with a chip on their shoulder. Now they're like a favorite. And so it's like, and the Indiana series, it wasn't a wildly emotional series.
No.
I mean, they got easy baskets and.
The Knicks played, I think, like basically six, seven, or eight guys in every game. That's it. Like heavy minutes.
And
Pacers play like a nine-man rotation. Yeah. So one team's going to have to shrink it, and the other's going to have to expand. And we haven't even got to the Brunson revenge series against a certain coach of the Indiana Pacers.
Carlisle.
There's some good stuff.
Yeah. Hour two on a Friday next.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.